All right, back here at Coors Field, time for the postgame wrap. The Giants lose 5-3 here today in the finale of this series. Joe Rizzo with Sean Estes, Javi Lopez. And, boy, you're happy about a series win in Colorado. You'll take that every time, 2 out of 3. I mean, that's a nice few days. But, boy, when you've got Logan Webb throwing as well as he was today, I mean, locked in, the Logan Webb that we saw last year in the second half, as good as anyone in baseball. And you take a lead into the eighth inning. I know it's just a run and it's Coors Field. And you don't close it out. It feels like a missed opportunity.
It's unacceptable. You can't lose to the Rockies. I mean, 12 straight. I mean, I never thought they were going to lose again to the Rockies, ever.
Lucky number 13 did not happen.
No. I mean, it's unfortunate because it really was maybe, I mean, for six innings, it was Logan Webb's best start of the year. I mean, he had a couple hiccups in the first inning, but that was as good as he gets right there. Didn't give up a hit from the second to the seventh inning. Did not give up a hit. Pounding strikes, first pitch strikes, got a lot of ground ball outs, a lot of strikeouts. 17 of his 21 outs were either ground balls or strikeouts is what you want here. But they just weren't able to get that big hit today. They had, especially early in the game, they had opportunities to maybe blow the game open, and they just weren't able to get it. That's what they had done yesterday, and you know, in previous games they've had early runs, a lot of them. Joey Bart came up with bases loaded. I mean, it seemed like Joey Bart came up every time with runner in scoring position, just wasn't able to get that big hit. But tip your cap to CJ Krohn. You put a good swing on that ball. It was a changeup from Alvarez. He hadn't give up a hit all year on a changeup, and he hadn't give up a home run in 57 innings. It was the longest streak in the major leagues. So all those are gone in one swing of the bat, and that's why the guy's one of the best hitters in the major leagues. You can't make mistakes to him.
Well, a subplot of this game for the Giants was that they used four relievers in each of the first two games of the series, the same four, and their top high-leverage late-inning guys. And Gabe Kapler really did not want to use any of them today. So the top sort of emphasis was how do you get around that? Well, maybe Logan Webb can take him deep into the game. And he did. He took him into the eighth inning. But it is Coors Field. You need a little more than just the three runs to feel comfortable. So, and the guy, and Alvarez, and Javi talked about this on the TV side. He had not pitched in a week. So maybe being a little bit rusty was sort of an expectation for him.
What does a left-handed reliever know about that?
Yeah. What do you know about relief pitching? You know.
Not pitching in a week.
Yeah, nothing. Pretty obvious. I try to sell the sizzle when I'm over here on TV. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, but it just wasn't crisp. That's all. I mean, his stuff's there. It just wasn't as sharp as it normally is out of his arm. I mean, he got a couple warm-ups in St. Louis. I think he might have warmed up here the first night, but warming up and actually pitching in a ballgame are two different beasts, and, you know, he just got caught. That's all. He wasn't going to be perfect, and that streak is pretty amazing that he had. And CJ Krohn just deposited 450 however many feet away. And, you know, the Giants will look at this, and they had some chances, but they only had two hits after the fourth inning. I mean, you weren't trying to give credit where credit's due. The Rockies' pitching came up big and got some big outs later in that ballgame and just kind of held the Giants quiet.
Yeah, I mean, Alvarez, last 2 years, coming in with runners on, keeping the ball in the ballpark. It's what he does. And today was just not his day. The Giants lose 5-3. We're going to pick some players next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, postgame wrap part two. Giants lose 5-3 here today to the Rockies. Let's pick some players of the game. Who goes first today? I went first yesterday. What's
John.
The rotation? John?
Okay. We usually do it like an umpire rotation.
Right.
So if you were first yesterday, then it would be Sean today.
Oh, really?
We rotate the home plate umpire one
day. I'll take it. I'll get it out of the way.
The first base umpire then comes in as the home plate umpire the next day.
Well, this makes perfect sense.
Ed Montague suggested we do the rap that way years ago, and we've done it that way ever since.
Got to listen to Ed.
I guess we should have mentioned that to you.
Okay.
I'm behind the dish today, okay? All right, I'm gonna go with Logan Webb because he was really good. He gave up three. One of them he left out on the bases. But, I mean, four hits, gave up three in the first inning, did not give up another hit till the eighth. He had everything working. Sinker, slider, changeup. And the slider's always a tough pitch to throw in this ballpark. And he dialed it in today. I thought he really did a nice job of pitching to the strike zone. You know, Dreckman was, you know, his MO is he can get a little bit wider on the corners and give you a little bit below the zone. But I thought Logan pitched extremely well to his strike zone with two strikes, just nibbling off the corners and ended up getting a lot of those calls. But credit to him, he was able to hit his spots. So I'm going to go Logan Webb. A lot of ground balls, strikeouts. That was vintage Logan.
All right.
Good pick.
Good pick.
Can't argue with that one.
All right, John.
Okay, I'm going to go with Chiro Estrada. You know, Chiro, the Giants were hitting only 222 against left-handed pitching for the season, and they haven't faced that many left-handers. So all of these right-handed guys that have been wearing out left-handed pitching haven't had that many chances to face him. So Chiro was one of those guys. He was 2-for-22 for the year against lefties, which is kind of a shock. But then again, that's not a big sample. But today, against a pretty good lefty, Freeland, he had two doubles and a walk. And then in the eighth inning, he got a base hit against a right-hander. So great day for Chiro and strong defense as well. But he fueled that two-run second-inning rally with his double. Led off the sixth inning with a double. And that was, I think, one of the little turning points where the Giants had a great opportunity to add on, and they didn't. So... But for Chiro, outstanding game.
Yeah. Love it.
Good pick.
He's good pick. So 2-for-21.
Yeah,
before against lefties.
Before today.
That's 0-91.
But 2-for-2 today.
That's not very good.
Yeah, and a walk.
And he loves the Rockies. He's hitting close to 500 off them. I mean, he loves this place.
He's going to stay the off day here, actually, and take BP tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Javi, what do you got?
I'm going to take Yaz. I think he had a great series. I think he was 500 on the series. Starting to hit ball into the gap, hitting for power. It's some of these bats I kind of got to get going for the Giants a little bit more consistently, especially from the left side. And I think it's very encouraging, the outing that he had here, to kind of carry that over into a big homestand, to be honest with you. They're going to face some really good pitching in San Diego and New York. And Yaz is going to be a big key. And I just really like the at-bats he's putting together, working counts. And hitting for power, so I'm going with Yaz.
Yeah,
good pick. You think he was pumped when Estrada stole third in the sixth inning, two strikes?
Do I think he was pumped?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Usually if you got some speed, you want to be a little bit quiet out there at second base, let your dude focus. But
yeah, I didn't think that was a good move, but, you know, Yaz had been 2-for-2 at the time, and he had like his worst swing of the day in that count. So I think he'd just be like, hey, stay put at second, let me drive you in. You're still in scoring position. Anyway,
yeah,
that was only negative to Estrada's day. I gotta point that out.
Good pick on Yaz. He had a great week, and gets hot Coors Field every time here. All right, I'll go with Joe Vera, who got the last two outs in the bottom of the eighth. You know, you mentioned some of the more higher leverage relievers were unavailable today, and you know, everything's going wrong for the Giants in that bottom of the eighth. Crones hit the homer. The crowd's finally into it. Then a hit from McMahon. And he comes in and throws strikes. He's throwing hard. He's got good stuff coming out of the bullpen. Gets a softly hit liner. Gets a strikeout of Hilliard. And he calmed it down for the Giants there in the bottom of the eighth. In a higher leverage spot. I know they were trailing. But two-run game at Coors Field, you felt like you were still right there. So... he threw well, and I hope we see more of him going forward.
Yeah. I like it. It's a good pick. I think he's going to be a piece for him. I agree with you. Strike thrower, power sinker, power slider. Can't have enough of those in your bullpen. So he's getting an opportunity, and he's showcasing, and that's what you need to do. Take advantage of the opportunity.
All right. Well, it's getaway day. We've got to get moving. Time for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Off day tomorrow, Giants-Padres. Friday night, Jacob Junis, Sean Manaea. Looking forward to this series.
Slider mania on Friday night. Come watch it.
Night game and then 2-day games. Great matchup on Saturday with Rodon against Musgrove, who's been maybe the Padres' best starter. So, and that's a good – I mean, the Padres, they're playing extremely well. So, and then the Mets. So the whole homestand, it's all contending teams coming in. So good challenge for the Giants.
Yeah, come on out. Should be a lot of fun out at Oracle Park starting on Friday. That's What's on Deck,
Is Machado still good?
He's okay.
He's all right? Okay, he'll be in town.
Leading the league in just about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Back with highlights after this.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.